First of all, again, I want to thank everybody for coming, especially Rivka and Brachy,
who came from the Midbar. They really came from the Midbar.
They came from a very, very long distance. I want to thank them. And of course, everybody had, it was a tircha to come, and nobody quite knows always where Givat Zev is. It's far, and it's out there. I remember the first Shabbos we came here to check it out, to see if we were going here. And we took the bus home back to Yerushalayim. And I remember we went round and round, and I looked at Nefi and I said, no way are we moving to this town. So that's what they say in the movie, it's famous last words. So we ended up coming, and Baruch Hashem, since then, they have buses that go on a direct route. So, but I really want to thank everybody for coming and making this this day so special. It's a special kind of Liba. I always say that everybody has to say, the Gemara says, everybody say B'shvili Nivra Olam, that the whole world is for me. You have to feel special. But you look around and there are 8 billion other people, so it's hard for a person to feel special. So when do you feel special? It's your bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah, and it's your wedding, and that's it. And the rest of the time people don't pay much attention. Sometimes I walk around and I say, what happened? I think back to my wedding, there were 400 people dancing around me, and now I walk down the street and people don't even look. Sometimes the guy gives me a nod, maybe, you know what I mean? If he knows me well, if I lent him a lot of money recently, he'll give me a nod. But what happened? So the answer is that really it should be that way, that everybody should feel special every day, and everybody is a star every day. And just unfortunately, only a few times in their lifetime we allow to make them feel that way. But I just want to tell Chana Liba that today you're the special girl, but every day, Mirtz Hashem, you'll be special, as everybody is, and everybody should feel that way. So I decided, Blin Eder, in advance, that I'm not going to cry. I'm in trouble. Man, you're not supposed to cry, but I guess you're a bunch of ladies. What do you care, right? You cry all the time. So,
when my brother Danny came to...
Danny started to say Kiddush.
He remembered Nappy from when she was a little girl, and he was crying in the apartment by
my mother. Yeah, Uncle Danny came to my apartment to make Kiddush, and he still hadn't never started the meal, because he just started to cry, and you can't eat without Kiddush.
So men can have feelings.
Men are allowed to have feelings. Anyway, so first I want to say, basically, I'm not going to give a long drasha. Anyone wants to hear me give long drashas? I come to shul on Shabbos after Shabbos morning, davening. I give long drashas before everybody runs out. After most of the people run out. But I just want to basically say thank you to, first of all, to Safta for everything she's done for us all over the years, and particularly for having raised Aneki. You know, sometimes the children, although they take it for granted, you know, you find your chassan and your kala all prepared for you. But it took a lot of work. You know, first, it took 9 months of pregnancy. I don't have to tell some of you what that means. Right, Mommy? Remember? And then it means getting up in the middle of the night. You know, kids don't always have the midos to say, no, Mommy's sleeping. I'll wait till morning. They wake you up in the middle of the night. And the kids forget sometimes when they, you know, I like to tell myself and others that if you ever want to speak chutzpah dik to your parents, so just remember that there were many nights that at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, you got up in the middle of the night crying, and they took you in their arms, your mother took you in her arms, and she fed you, and she changed your diaper, and she made you feel good, and then you went back to sleep, and her whole life basically revolved around you. So before you get upset, you know, like I always like to tell the story of the three ladies who were sitting on a park bench in Miami Beach, Florida, by the beach, and they were all bragging about their son. This is my son, he's so special. He calls me up twice a week. And another lady says, oh, my son's even more special. He calls me up 3 times a week. And the other lady says, no, my son is the most special. My son goes to see somebody 4 times a week. He spends $250 for an hour every time, and all he talks about is me. So that's you have to remember sometimes we have tainas on our parents. Okay, those who have been to therapy or send kids to therapy, we understand what I'm talking about. I myself, I never went to a psychologist. Just in between playing basketball, that's where I was as a child. Thank you, Mommy, for paying for that. So I came out reasonably normal by the time I was married to Nechi. And so they raised such a tzandua girl. I remember when we met, you know, Nechi was in Bar Ilan, which my father-in-law of a show used to call Bar Minan, which means anything but me, not me. And I was in Yeshiva HaKotel, and we didn't really know. We'd go through this long journey. We had such a Rebbe, such a tzaddik, was on the wall, and sending our kids to the type of schools we send them to, and having the type of children exactly as we planned it at the beginning, but with the slight deviations. And they raised such a tzanua girl and such a balas midos, and Sitiyari Shemayim, and all the good midos that Nechi has, I know came from my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, Mishalom, a person who is, you know, really, in our world, it's very rare.
It came
person,
a lot from her, too. You have to give
the it came a lot from her, too.
You have to give the person credit.
But my in-laws, they dropped everything in Cleveland. They had such a nice community and such a nice parnasa, and they were willing to give it all up to come to Eretz Israel and build a life here. So I want to thank them. I want to thank Ima and my father-in-law, Mishalom. Says the relatives come to the simcha. So if you're here, Abba. So first of all, thanks for coming. Take it down, help yourself, and thank you for everything you did. So that's the.
He's an easy customer, right? Thank you.
So that's in-laws. I'd also like to thank, of course, Bubby and Grandpa. First of all, Grandpa. You know, Grandpa's like not everybody. Unfortunately, knows Grandpa from his better days. But those of us who remember Grandpa from his better days. You know, everything we have, you know, maybe we're a little different. But I say it, and Uncle Johnny, or Johnny, and Uncle David, and Omzi, we all know that my father got up early every morning, went to work, and he worked very, very hard in order to give us the life that we wanted to have, that we needed to have, and to give us a good education, and to raise us in a good Jewish home. And it wasn't easy, and he was always on the airplane, he was flying there, he was flying back. And my father never, he couldn't miss a day of work, he was the CEO, he was the boss. I never ever once remember my father staying home from work, except for one time. I remember my father was sick, and we sat together in the room, and we had a screen. You know, this is before computers, but back when I was a kid, they had a screen, and inside the screen, they had pictures of different things, of different goyim shooting each other. So I remember I spent the day watching with Grandpa. The one day he was homesick, I remember watching this Western with him, this show. But otherwise, Grandpa worked very, very, very hard, and he made sure that we were able to get the education that we needed to get, that we were able to grow up the way we were supposed to grow up. And we definitely have to thank Grandpa, even though we didn't always respect him the way we should have. But we're trying to make up for it now and be especially nice to him and give him ice cream whenever he asks. And Bubby was always the less vocal one, but there was always Bubby who kept the family together. And to this day, Bubby's always trying to bring everyone together. Why don't you go visit him? Why don't you go speak to her? Why don't we all get together? Why don't you come to my house? And Bubby makes sure to be in touch with everybody and to make shalom with everybody. And I always knew growing up, you know, my father's job was to earn a living and pay for everything. But I know if I needed anything, if I needed food, if I needed clothing, if I needed help, anything I needed, it was always coming to Bubby. And that was the way it was with me and with my siblings and the grandchildren. Bubby is just so dedicated to everybody else and always with a smile and always with good cheer. And Bubby doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter whether she slept the last night or not, Bubby never ever takes a nap. She never ever sits and does nothing. She always keeps busy, always is doing something. And Bubby has been a tremendous role model for my whole life. And I just don't have the words to thank you, Mommy. But can you say hello? Thank you. That's for Bubby. And then I want to say thank you to Nechi.
Yeah.
So just to tell you.
Happy birthday, too.
What? And it's Nechi's birthday, too? Yes, that was the... I wanted to buy her a birthday present 12 years ago. I was thinking, should I maybe a bracelet, a necklace? And then I saw she came home with a baby girl. I said, how can I outdo that? So for 1 year, I don't want to get too personal, but just to tell you a little bit of how things work in this house. The way things work are is that most of the cooking, I do. Most of the cleaning, I do. When the girls need to go to Rav Shefa to go shopping, I say, Rav Shefa? What Rav Shili? I mean, no say love. So I go. And Nechi sometimes gives me a hand, but usually it's just clapping. So the truth is that it's just the opposite. That Nechi does anything and everything around the house, and she does it with a smile, and she never asks, and even if I offer it, she says no, partially so that I can go learn, and partially because she knows that I'll just mess it up, so it's better that she do it on her own. So Nechi does everything, and Nechi was raised the children, and with such mysterious nefesh, and with such love, and I have no words to thank her for all that she's done for me, and for the children throughout all the years, and for being such an Eishes Chayil, and for growing together with me, and for putting up with me. So I want to thank Nechi, and I hope that Hashem gives us many, many good years together in health and happiness in Eishes Hashem. So that's a thank you to Nechi. And I want to say thank you also, the biggest thank you, in the whole wide world, to Chana Liva. So I once heard a story. Sorry. She's my daughter, I like her. Sorry. I want to hear the story of a woman. A woman went up to stand over here so my mother can see me. I don't want to talk to my mother's back. That a woman once came, a Rav, Tam Chacham, once came to, now I'm saying my mother-in-law's back. Tam Chacham once came to Rav Avram Genachovsky. Rav Genachovsky is one of the Gedolei Ador and the Tzaddiki Ador. So Tam Chacham once came to him and he said, the wife has a problem with her children. They like modern music. They like to play modern music in our house. Not Chas V'Shalom, John Lennon or Phil Collins. Hopefully nobody in this room knows who those people are. But, the modern guys, Shrecky or Mordechai Ben David or Paul Bach. So my kids like to listen to that music, but my wife doesn't like it. She likes music from the old-time music. She likes the old-time music, and she's against that. What should I do? What should I say? So Avram said that you should go the old way. The old way is that there's a pasuk. And the pasuk says, Chanuch l'nar al pi darko. But you have to educate a kid according to his derech, what he needs. And if your kids want to listen to Jewish music that, has a fast beat or whatever, then that's the way you should do it. So he said, no, but my wife, it really bothers her. She wants to listen to the old-fashioned music. So Rabbi Avram says, I want to tell you something. The job of a mother is not to be a taskmaster. They have an army. We even have a few cousins who were unable to make it. They can be mefakdot in the army. When you're in the army, you can be a mefakdot. I remember in the Rova, you'd have these groups of chayalim coming, all these big macho men, and then you'd have this girl standing in the middle. And she would scream out all these instructions in her female voice, and all these men would run to do her bidding. Like I always say that the entire Israeli army is afraid of a cockroach. Why? Because every chayal is afraid of his mefakeh. And every mefakeh is afraid of his wife. And every wife is afraid of cockroaches. So it comes out that all of Tzal is afraid of cockroaches. Anyway, so, screaming instructions, that's not the job of the mother. The job of the mother is not to be a taskmaster and not to be a mefakeh. The job of a mother is to be the child's friend. It didn't mean, like a friend, mom is your friend. Good friend, you're your child's best friend. So I just want to say that Hanaliba, as was Gila before her, and as is Adina as well, is my best friend. I don't have, how many friends do I have in the world? So Nephi's my friend, my best friend. And then my children are my best friends. That's, I go out into shul, I smile, this and that. I don't really have any friends outside. I wish I would have more. Hopefully one day I'll learn social skills. I'll get more. Maybe mommy will pay more for therapy. Okay, we'll talk about it now. You sold an apartment for therapy. No. Anyway, no, sometimes. It's never too late. So I had my 51st birthday. So it's not too late, 51, which is amazing. Because my mother is 62. And my brother Johnny is 55. So how that happened, I don't know. But Hanaliba is my friend. I come home, I tell her stories, she laughs, she has a sense of humor, she gets all my jokes in English, she gets all my jokes in Hebrew, and she tells me, and I tell her, and at the Shabbos table we get up, and we dance together, and we sing together, and I tell a story at the Shabbos table, and she tells a story at the Shabbos table. I'm like my best friend, and I just enjoy your company more than anything else, because you're fun to be around, not only because you're my daughter, and I love you, but you're a lot of fun to be around. And also, I hear sometimes people have problems. I always hear like, girls are struggling, and they have issues with this, and issues with that. Baruch Hashem, I don't even know when I talk about problems with girls. Problem with boys, a tiny bit once I heard about it, I understood a little bit. But problems with girls, I don't really understand how that works. Baruch Hashem, that Baruch Hashem, I raised Gila, and Gila was only nachas from the moment she was born until the moment of her, and including Hagad Bechal, until this day, Gila's nachas, except for one time. One time.
Uh-oh.
I was in yeshiva, and Shmuley had dalekat chum hamoach. He had viral meningitis, which was a chiddush for me. Because I didn't know that the moach had a chum. I didn't know that the brain had any lining on it, but Baruch Hashem it does, and Shmuley's was infected. So Nephi was in the hospital with Shmuley, and Gila was left at home with me. So I was trying to take care of Gila, I was trying to be a good father. And it was time for a daily nap. Bubby never takes naps, I always take naps. So it was time for a daily nap, so I went in. And then a few minutes later, how many minutes later it was, all of a sudden I heard screeching. And I got up, and there was Gila. And then I realized, I'd forgotten to feed her. Ah! So I quickly ran, I got the bottle, and I fed her. So that's my only memory of Gila. It was a good thing, right? Because you don't want the daughter to starve. That's her way of saying, so she doesn't know how to say, but that was the only tzar that Gila ever gave me, never not knowing how to raise her voice and not speaking chutzpahdik. My daughter asked me before Yom Kippur, Abba, ata mocheli. I said, if you know how to do an Aveira, then I'd be mochel you. But you don't even know, it's not even in your lexicon, it's not even in your vocabulary, your radar. So I say that about my beautiful daughter, Gila Shoshana, and the mother of our beautiful grandchildren. So I want to thank Gila Shoshana for all the nachas that she gave me and she gives me. And for the Kalata Bat Mitzvah, Chanaliba, just for all the pleasure and joy you give us, and for your tzniyas, and for your Yiras Shemayim, and for your warm heart and your caring heart, and all the light you add to the house. You add so much light that, the time goes so fast. A few months ago, Nachi's like, oh, we have to start preparing for the Bat Mitzvah. Oh, Bat Mitzvah is so far away. And it's already here. You know, like Bobby was talking about getting married, and how quickly, it's so fast and everything. So for me, it was like, I remembered like a few weeks ago, and then we're already making Bat Mitzvah, so I'm trying to think, no, you're going to also get married in Mitzvah Shem. So I just want the time to go slow so I can enjoy you a lot, because you're very special to me and very special to Mommy. And I just thank Hashem for giving you to me. And also to Adina Batsheva, who's my Basakunin. Is she there? Adina Batsheva. I just wanted to tell everybody how proud I am to be your Abba, and that you were born when I was a pretty old man. You're my Basakunin. But you add so much light to our house and so much beauty, and I want to thank you for that. And so I thanked the Bat Mitzvah girl and the family. And of course, at the end, I just want to thank the Rabbanu Shalom that saying the pasuk Mizmor LaSod Dariel Hashem Kol Haaretz Yidu As Hashem B'Simcha. So we say, when you want to thank Hashem, Mizmor LaSod Dariel Hashem Kol Haaretz. You shouldn't just keep it to yourself. You should tell everybody. You should, spread it to the whole earth. So I just want to spread it. Thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu for all he's given me. I've had a very, very interesting life. It just keeps getting more interesting as it goes along. And everyone asks me how are things. I give the perfunctory Baruch Hashem, tell all my secrets, but Kadosh Baruch Hu has brought me on an amazing journey. I've had just crazy, crazy is a good word now today, crazy siyata d'shmaya and so many different things. So I want to thank Hashem for all he's done with me from, the day I was born, the health I've had, and that I've been able to make it, people, I was at a bar mitzvah this week with an old friend, somebody asked me what I do. So you're a kollel, you're a yeshiva, I said, well, I'm just at risk. Because I'm not named Mizgelek, and somebody's name is Gelek, to Mizikun. Ani ben 51 Mizikun. As a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Itzil Oti Mikol HaSikunim, Mikol HaSakanot, and he brought me on alone with just tremendous bracha. I don't have myself an Ayin Hara, and I have to send Nechi to the other lady in Meisharim again to get rid of my Ayin Hara. I already sent her once, and the lady looked in the lead. She said, Yesh Habei Naim Allah, Habei Naim, Staklim Allah. So, Staklim me? You know, I go to shul, I bang a thing, hey everybody! So I want to be careful, I don't want to give myself an ayin hara, but I just want to thank Hashem, and I want to spread the bracha, that everybody else also should have tremendous bracha in their lives. Amen. And I also want to tell Chanaliba, very, very big yisod, and with this being another I'll end, and that is, this is something I learned from Rav Cook once. I was flying from here to America, and I brought a book for the plane, and I remember I read this on the airplane, and he said a very, very important thing. He said that when you're a child, a lot of people think that when you're a child, so you grow, you mature, and then you're not a child anymore. Now you're all an adult. He says, that's not correct. He says, the correct way is that you're a child, and a child needs to be a child, and that's an important stage in life, and then you absorb all that you need being a child, all the childlike qualities, the positive childlike qualities, and you grow, and then you become an adult. You're not an adult to the exclusion of being a child. You're an adult plus a child. There's a difference in English between childish and childlike. Childish has a negative connotation. It means you're acting like a stop acting like this, being childlike. But childlike has a positive connotation. It means that you have a certain purity, and you have a desire to know, and a desire to learn. So that's really what we want to instill in our children. We want them to grow up,
And never lose that being a child. That says in the pasuk, Hosea says the name of Hashem, Kinal Yisrael Vo'aveyu. I love the Jewish people because they're like children. And we're all called B'nai Yisrael. You know, somebody, the mother was telling, the teacher in class, whatever, was telling the kids. And then the children of Israel, B'nai Yisrael, went here, the children went there. So one of the kids raised his hand, he said, where do the adults go? There's always B'nai Yisrael. So we're really never supposed to lose that childlike qualities. So I hope in Mirtz Hashem that the Lachan Aliva continues maturing and growing. But never to lose that Kinah Yisrael Vo'aveyu, never to lose that childlike purity that she has. We have Mrs. Parsha, Bas Sarah, Bas Kufke, Bas Chav, Bas Kufke, Bas Gav, Bas Kufke, Bas Zayin, that even she was 20, like 7, 100, like 20, that you're always able to have those beautiful qualities that you had when you were younger, and you keep them even into old age, and you don't say, oh, Zelo Matim Li, I'm an adult, I don't do this, I don't do that. Zelo Matim Lecha, Im Zeto, Zematim, Zelo Tov, Zelo Matim, what does it matter how old you are? So that's a problem our society has, but I'm not going to talk about that now. So I want to give Chana Lidla Bracha, and I want to give us all a Bracha that we should continue growing, and I want to again thank everybody for coming, and I want to especially wish the Bas Mitzvah girl on Friday night, I gave her 25-minute Brachas, so now I'm just going to say, give her a Bracha, that you should be Zelchem Mirtz Hashem, that you see me, Chalim, Kitzor, Rivka Bracha B'Leya, Bracha Yishmercha,
Amen.
I said I wasn't going to cry, I'm
It's okay, it's a good quality, very nice. The Shumbukin Christ is a quality. You know, when Yomi had her bat mitzvah, somebody said to me, the distance between a bat mitzvah and the time you get married is very short. It's very good, you know, when your